Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. Ooh, me being your whiskey guy, JB here.
I'm the beer guy, Cody.
Oh, we're back, Cody. Another week. Four weeks now.
This is the first month, man. This marks the end of the first month of The Last Drop.
Yeah, we got one more week to the end of the month, but we're not going to count that. That doesn't count. It was a long month for some reason. I don't know why.
When did we start?
April 1st.
Oh, we just started.
Yeah. This is a long month, apparently. That's right. This is a long month, but today is very special because the four times we've done this is the fourth episode, even though we're not counting by numbers. We did Whiskey Week, Beer Week, Craft Beer Week, not just any beer, Mix and Match, and today is Bar Reviews,
the very first Bar Review.
We just had a lovely, little, nice little walk back to my place here, and which I fucking regret lifting there to...
Well, probably a good thing, because you don't have a sidewalk to walk on, so...
And I wore white shoes. Yeah.
Same here. I don't know, so... It's a big-ass dirt road.
It's so nice for the peace... So niceful and peace... Peaceful and nice to walk here in beautiful Long Beach, California, and walking to this bar and stuff, and he's like, oh, that sun was aroming off of me, and I never really go down 3rd Street because all the construction and shit going on down there and stuff. He was walking down, and I was just like, man, what a nice walk after a few drinks and a nice couple of tacos, and I was like, man, I feel great now. I feel like I can get home, we can do this show here. And then we got to that dirt road, and I was just like, oh, this ain't good, baby.
You gotta walk on this shit.
Yeah, I became straight black, man. My shoes, baby! Shit! I was like, oh.
Yeah, maybe it was a good thing I spent $7 on an Uber.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
To drive 3 minutes.
Fuck off, dude. Cody tells me he's already, like, down there, and I'm like, oh, I'm catching my ride, then my Lyft down there. And then when I got into the car and we stopped at this Burger King on 4th Street, which I live like literally right down the street from, I looked at his fucking phone sitting there and that shit said 2 minutes. I said, oh hell no. I was like, this shit was $7.90. I was like, God damn it, shit. Now, I don't want to sound like a cheap ass, but people, you don't understand how close my place is to this fucking bar. Like,
maybe 10 minutes to walk here. Maybe.
Shit, dude. Like, we was already on my street that I live on, like, with under 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. The only reason why I put it longer is because there was no road, no sidewalk on my fucking street, so because they're doing construction and stuff like that. But I was so upset. I was like, damn, I could have got another red breast with that. Like, dude, what a waste of fucking money. He's like, oh, you like doing that, though, JV. No, I fucking don't. I just didn't know. I thought it was further down 3rd Street, like closer to where Panama Joe's and stuff like that. Okay. I thought it was down that way for some reason. I don't know why I thought that. Because I even told Cody, I was like, I've passed by there, that bar, R Bar, a couple of times. People were talking about the R Bar.
The R Bar, yes.
Like we said, so getting on our rant here. Yeah, he's the beer guy. I'm the whiskey guy. We want to thank everybody, first of all. Before we get into this bar.
Yeah, I've been, Jermaine let a note to me that Mix and Match Week has been doing very well, and I'm very appreciative of that.
I don't know if I like that, though, because now we got to step it up next month.
Yeah. Mix and Match. It kind of makes sense, though, because, you know, it's the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
It's a collaborative podcast we do here.
It is. We're kind of like that Legion bottle behind you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Two distilleries coming together, working together, trying to make this perfect.
Two forces. Combined.
We had a lot of groundbreaking stuff last week, too, though, whatever.
Oh, that's right. We made our
last drop, which was... I knew eventually that would happen.
Yeah.
I just didn't think it'd come that soon.
Yep.
And that randomly, too.
You have most things work.
When we do stuff,
where's the random part goes.
Everything we do is mostly random, because we don't have a structure here. And,
we do not. And we never will. Never will have a shot.
Cody's like, he gonna ram that goddamn right. So I love my little DUI thing still. That's here. It's to remind me.
Just my don't fuck up, Jermaine.
Every time I'm working from home, I just like look at and go like, oh, ain't that adorable? As I pour my drink, go like, yeah, fuck you. So, and I saw them again yesterday, too.
Was it the same cops?
You know, they were setting up. So, they didn't, they were setting up when I was heading down there.
Hilarious. It was the same fucking
cops. That would have been fucking... And then hand me that pamphlet again. Dude, I would fucking... when we do our Patreon, I would give those out with a sample.
Don't drink and drive, people.
Dude, You know what?
You should.
You should make copies of this.
No, we should sign it. Yeah. Sign it, laminate that motherfucker, and then hand it off as a Patreon gift.
Dude, you know what? I should give you it. You go to L.A. Culver City Police Department, have them sign it. And I go to Long Beach Police Department, have them sign it. Our names will sign on it, and then give it out to the Patreon or whatever. With a jigger.
Yes. My jigger.
My jigger. Fucking Yoon. He went to BevMo and shit. He was buying, because once again, he listens to The Last Drop. Mm-hmm. He goes to BevMo, buy him a bottle of whiskey that I told him about. He's like, same captain. A jigger! Jigger my... And he just put in word. I was like, oh, what did I start? Some white kid now in fucking Salt Lake City. Jigger my nigger! Like, he said it. I can say it too. U-N-A-N-I-G-G-E-R. Like it's fucking Mickey Mouse Club and shit, whatever. N-I-G-G-E-R, G-E-R. Because you know the Mickey, like Justin Timberlake, he spell it M-I-C. See, nigga, you can't be here in the club. Whatever, K-E-Y, me, not you, just me. Because you know Justin Timberlake's probably racist as fuck. He look like
him. You're not like Justin Timberlake.
I can't stand that double agent motherfucker or whatever. Okay, nigga's a traitor. Lord. Want to sing, dance, and hip hop with niggas, but don't want to go to jail with no niggas. Okay, like fuck you. Okay? Jesus Christ, Cody, I dropped the N word 3 times now.
that's gonna happen.
I wasn't trying to do it.
That's gonna happen sometimes.
Anyway, though, people, head over to Apple Podcast. What do they call? Is it Apple Podcast or iTunes?
It's Apple Podcast.
Okay,
it's on. You can find it through iTunes, but it's Apple Podcast.
That's so fucking weird. You know what I love about Stitcher?
Just say both.
You know what I love about Stitcher is it shows you the Apple Podcast reviews on it and everything. Stitcher just lays out just so much of the fucking detail. He's like, God damn, I should promote that more too.
Yeah, speaking of reviews.
Stitcher, though, is just such a... I feel like that's the old guard. Like, nobody really goes to that.
Yeah,
that's
like
you're like... you're like heavily in the podcast to go to that. Like, you're like, oh man, Stitcher, that's my place or whatever. But like... As far as like these millennials, like Stewart and shit like that, whatever, to him, that's like outdated technology and shit.
Stitcher, what?
That's a VCR to him.
What am I patching my clothes or something?
He's like,
what's going on here?
He's like, no, Apple Podcasts and Spotify, that's the digital code. Mm-hmm. I want that. I don't want the VC.
Stitcher shit.
I want DVD tapes.
Yeah, VHS.
No, fuck Betamax. That. Whatever. No, get out. Betamax. What? He's like, you niggas old. It's the fourth time. God damn it. Shit. Anyway, should get like a fucking.
That's a shot game right
there. I was about to say that I should take a shot every time I drop that or whatever. And say, I can't help it because I got a rant first of all.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Yep.
Old black people right now. Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I promised somebody I was going to talk about it. He was laughing as I was messaging him. Art a lunatic, people. Check out his artwork. That man is talented as fuck.
He is very talented.
I'm not crazy about his Batman Joker designs there because I just hate that fucking design in general, but that's just me. The one with the little spike necklace and shit. Like, I forgot where that's from or whatever. It's like, don't get me wrong, he draws them dope as fuck. I'm just not a fan of that design in general. I'm just like, yeah, we just need to stay away from mixing and matching these motherfuckers. Mixing and matching beer and whiskey, that's fine. Mixing and matching Batman Joker together in one, I ain't cool with that. Let's just keep them Negroes separate, okay? Let's just stay separate or whatever. And the animation looking a little, I'm not feeling that at all. I like Batman to fight Joker and Joker fight Batman. I don't want them mixing the one. That's just, no. Just keep... Why are we going so off the extreme here? Okay, like, that's basically what I'm saying. They got.
Yeah, why are we reverting back to the 90s? That's some 90s shit, right? There.
Thank you. Yes, I don't need that motherfucker in Japan being a ninja.
They got bored. They're like, you know, just start mixing shit together. Let's do whatever. Throw whatever at the wall.
So many fucking stories.
See what sticks. We'll do this.
Especially when there's so many stories of cover between the two.
Don't even have to make sense. Just put the shit together.
Why are we reverting to what-if stories?
They'll sell body's fucking comics. Why not?
But Art of Lunatic, great artist right there. Check him out on Instagram, Twitter, Art of Lunatic. He's got some great artwork there. He's on TeePublic, too.
Don't say Twitter. People don't use Twitter, apparently.
That's true.
It comes to us.
Yeah. They hate us on Twitter. I start writing some shit, whatever. Shit. Although I would say, I came up with something very clever today because I was upset that I didn't get my Avengers screener yet. I thought it was clever. You know, I don't remember it, but I think it was clever.
I'm sure it was.
Yes. You retweeted it, so you must have liked it.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Look on Twitter, people.
So it must be Twitter. Good then.
Yes.
So, Stewart even came out with some good information about how to change my handle.
He did. I saw that.
Yeah. I'm never going to use it, but yeah. I saw that photo and all them steps, and I was just like, that's a lot of work. Why can't I just click on edit profile and just change
it? This is more than three steps.
You know my petty ass. I ain't got time for that. I'm petty as fuck. Yeah. I ain't trying to be doing work, man. Okay? Like, shit.
You want me to do what?
I'm trying to click a button, then change something. That's it. One button. That's exactly. Called edit profile. That's it. I ain't trying to go to edit settings. Profile, settings.
Change name. You got two names. You got a Twitter name and then whatever the other shit is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm not trying to go to settings and be changing. You got Twitter your goddamn hand. Mind. That's what they call it. Suck my dick. Anyway, it's going to be the tagline for me on here. Suck my dick. Yeah. Whatever. I think I said that like three times last week too, but go to Apple Podcasts. Somebody right now is yelling, you're not in structure. Apple Podcasts.
Stay on point, sir.
/ iTunes. Leave us a review. Put a comment there. You don't even have to be long. Just put in the title, best podcast ever.
Or this show good.
Yeah, or I'll take that. That works. Or then put in the title, I'm mad.
Yeah, I'll take that too. Just give us 5 stars.
All D's. Yeah, exactly. Just give 5. It doesn't matter. I'd find it hilarious, actually, whatever. And then, like, if there's an emoji of a chair floating in the air, put that in there or whatever. That'd be dope as hell, whatever shit. Put I'm mad. Put a Bill Cosby face in there.
Yeah, probably.
That's true. Yeah, you know that little son bitch got the audacity to sue his lawyer?
That's hilarious.
Because he charged him too much in his court. Ain't that a bitch?
I'm suing you.
Like, I read that this morning when I woke up, because usually I read the news or whatever and stuff. When I wake up, first thing I do, look at my tablet or phone. Ain't that some shit? I looked at that and I just said, this motherfucker. It's like, Negro, you in jail.
Yeah.
You ain't suing shit, okay? I didn't know you could sue him from jail. I'm just like,
apparently,
how the fuck are you still news right now? Keep your rapist black ass in jail and just shut the fuck up. Get your pudding pops up your booty hole and then take him and just shut the fuck up. Whatever. Yeah,
plenty of this point.
He probably listening to this right now. That's how I'm feeling. He's just like, wait a minute. I do not take the pudding pops up my booty hole. He's like, infidelity is not something to be proud of, but hey, when you want to put your pudding pop in the pudding, I go into full character when I do my Bill Cosby. Eyes just closed and everything.
Just rolling the back of his head.
As I was thinking about
it. He actually busted nut just now.
I did, because I was thinking of MC. Dude.
We're about to talk about this bar. He just throwing it out there like that. That's hilarious.
People, I
no shame in his game.
People, I am in love right now.
People, you're gonna hear me hearing this a lot through our program. He don't want to fuck every half good looking bartender out there. I'm telling you right now.
I need to go to the little 99-cent store, put a quarter in the machines for a fake ring come out. I need like 20 of them right now.
Man, he could be changing love interest more than fucking Peter Parker at this point.
I'm gonna be changing love interest more than Bill Cosby was. Damn,
Will Chamberlain.
Will Chamberlain. That motherfucker in his book said he fucked over 12,000 women.
I thought it was over 3,000. 12,000?
Oh, yeah, I think it was 3,000. I'm sorry, I'm exaggerating.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit. Goddamn. I want to say the brother's lying, but holy shit, when you see that number, you're like, I kind of believe it. Like, because even as a kid, I knew the brother was getting around and shit. Magic Johnson is just fucking Martians or whatever. He got to get AIDS and shit like that, whatever and stuff. But damn, this brother.
Will, brother, man.
He still stayed clean.
Mm-hmm.
How is that possible? See, people, it's not about how much you fuck around. It's about who you fuck.
It's about how you fuck around, not how much.
Exactly.
How?
Yes. That brother was wrapping up, okay? Here's the question of the week. And we ain't going to do this shit regularly. How many kids does that motherfucker have, okay? Because if you tell me zero, if you tell me anything less than three, then that brother's been he must be Trojan's fucking sponsorship then whatever and shit. He's in the commercials. You just don't see him. He behind that white dude, Shaq, that British hat.
That motherfucker got like 15 kids. He
got 15, 20 kids and shit like that. And they all gigantic motherfuckers and shit like that, whatever. Like, don't get me wrong, I have no problem, because we were talking to somebody in the bar here with cross dressing and shit like that. I love that shit. It's awesome when it's stuff like that. I look at his kid that does
we're talking Magic's kid?
Yeah. Magic, what is he? He's a cross dresser or is he transgender?
He's transgender, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck that up, whatever shit. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is how big that motherfucker is, whatever shit. I look at that and go like, I hear people in the background, look at that motherfucker. Like, all that lipstick shit, that look weird or something. I'm still looking like, that's a big motherfucker. Like, I'm like, lipstick be damn. Fuck all that. Wig, whatever. I don't care. Bald head. How big is that motherfucker? I think I'm older than him or her, whichever you prefer to call by. And that motherfucker towers me. Shit, I can stand on Cody's shoulder and that motherfucker will still tower me. I'm like, sure, that's a big motherfucker, whatever and shit. And it's a shame you're not a woman, because I look at that as a challenge. Because I'd like to get up in that, you know? It's like, damn. I'm like, hey, shit. By the way, Dasha Polanco, if you listen to this, girl.
Where'd she come from?
I don't know.
She's just on her on a roll right now. Don't stop. Keep going.
Yeah. If you listen to this, girl.
Oh.
I really fucked that
Jesus.
Up.
Jesus. You're a little too excited there, my friend.
I did. Like, sorry.
You had a little spill over here.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
You're filling up that pony right there.
Yeah, that damn, that was a little smaller than
that. That was actually more than a pony you filled
Cody,
up.
Cody, would you be a deer and get some paper towels over there or whatever real quick? Because I done fucked up right now, Cody. Damn, that was way more than a pony right there. Shit. Oh, my God. I think I had a cut on my hand, and that shit just burned right now. God damn, people. I just poured me some Four Roses right now, and that shit just spilled all over me because I tried to pour a pony, and that went further than I thought it would or whatever.
Yep.
I'm never going to wash these jeans.
No, you shouldn't.
I was going to suck the shit out of them. I'm like, ooh, that looked delicious.
Absorb that shit.
Thank God I pour my alcohol away from the laptop. Mm-hmm. But, because, you know, we're popular now, yes. So I just want to put
we're
this
famous.
Out. Damn, it's spilling my chair, too.
Damn.
Hold on. Cody, look that way. Look that way.
Come on, let me record this shit. It's not really...
like I just sucked my own dick. Hold on.
That's, Ron Jeremy over here.
That looked weird as fuck. But anyway, so, you know, I know we popular now. We're pretty famous now because everybody loves us and shit, except for that
we
one.
We kind of been famous.
Yeah, we kind of did, actually, whatever.
We had a following before this shit. So.
You know what's great about that is we didn't even need to rely on that other stuff.
Nah, not really.
Yeah, people just came aboard because mm-hmm. they love us because we're fucking
oh,
amazing.
Shit, that's Cody and JB.
Oh man, that's great or whatever shit. Why do I recognize them from somewhere else?
Let me borrow this from you, sir.
Take that. You might want to use the other, the standard. Yeah, because that shit just, that got out of control. I thought that was like, fuck shit. I thought that was going to be like much better. Here you go, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Pour myself some Four Roses here because we about to get into story mode and stuff like that. We're talking about
storytelling, story of some things.
Mm.
Pour my little standard shot right here.
Yeah, see, you know what? I thought that was bigger than what I thought it was. That's why when I poured that, but apparently not. So
you thought you were filling up the standard size, but you thought,
See, that's exactly what I thought too. So, damn, I love how they just poured right on there. Now, when I go to my mom's place, whatever, afterwards, she can go. Motherfucker, did you come here drunk and shit? Nah, I'm fine or whatever and shit, you know? Uh-huh. My grandma gonna be looking at me and shit like that.
Shaking her hand in disgust.
Yeah. Luckily, she's Japanese, so she don't give a fuck. She's just gonna be like, man, you want some brownies? I'm gonna be like, yeah. How the fuck you get all the way over here? Shit. I'm gonna be like, yeah, I want some brownies. I want some of that Easter shit, whatever. Mm-hmm. Where them eggs with the money in it?
Yeah, exactly.
I gotta make up $20 real
quick. Those are Easter eggs I like.
Yeah, I want them fucking jelly beans shit.
I want that jelly bean.
Damn, how much is that shit on the You heard that shit?
Yeah. It seems like you spill a lot, so I guess that's...
I thought it all fell right here.
Yeah, apparently not.
Yeah, I'm never gonna watch
these. You
got
some splatter.
I'm gonna, like, air these out around the house and let the aroma sit.
Yeah, exactly. It's always smelling like whiskey in here.
Yeah, shit. Cheers, brother.
Cheers, bro, yeah.
Oh, now that clink noise.
Mm-hmm. Clickety clink.
Just a standard Four Roses, people.
Four Roses.
Because we've been drinking already.
Some sip on recording.
Yeah.
Barbies.
Most likely when we do bar, we're just going to go back to a previous drink we already had and stuff like that. Because if we did a new drink, then we'd be reviewing that drink.
Yeah, we ain't going to do that.
That's just a waste here.
That's extra content right there.
We're here to talk about a bar. Yeah, exactly. Pay with your soul. Mm-hmm. Or your titties. Anyway, you want the left or right? Mm. I don't mind sharing. Especially if it's with your
pretty ass. I know you. I heard your stories.
Yeah, what we talking about? Especially with your pretty ass. I saw Michael Ealy the other day. That motherfucker looked fat.
Damn.
I was like, shit. I was like, that ain't Cody no more. Shit.
Yeah, my time is now.
Yeah, that motherfucking neck looked like a fucking boulder.
It's time to overtake him.
That neck looked like a rock. Like somebody.
My time to shine, baby.
He looked like Hunchback of Notre Dame on
the
neck.
Come for his mantle.
Dude looked like Quasimodo and shit. Like, I was like, god damn, dude. What is that on your fucking shoulders, dude? Supposed to be muscles? I was like, that look like...
No, he don't look that damn bad.
I mean, he looks pretty bad, I gotta say, you know. Seeing you recently and seeing him, I'm like, that nigga look horrible. Okay, that's 5 times. God damn it. that brother looked horrible. I was like, the fuck is that? Is that a dad chest? What is that?
Oh, jeez.
What is that, dude? I guess we won't have him on the show anytime soon.
Guess not.
He probably don't drink anyway with his bitch ass. Fuck him.
Oh, shit, well, you telling me how he looks, right? He has a drink, right?
He drinking Coronas.
That way, did not work out?
He drinking Coronas or something like that. No, he eating too much pulled pork is what that is. Corona. Shit, you be dating all them fine-ass women. He be dating in these movies or whatever your ass were. It's Megan Good in this one, shit.
Yeah.
Shit, last one, Sanaa Lathan, shit. Yeah. He's like, I only do movies if it's a certain... That motherfucker really is you. He got your list of women and shit. Yeah, like,
Sanaa Lathan, like, Paula Patton.
Megan Good now. He's like, God damn, shit. Yeah. How much of these fine-ass black women you gonna steal from, brother, yeah. huh? Like, shoot, he gonna start having to like pick women off the street. You, come here real quick, whatever. Janet, I was me that pulled your titty out. That wasn't Justin. I fucking white-faced myself and showed up. White-faced Jew-froed myself up, whatever and shit, you know? Is Justin Jewish?
I don't think so.
Okay, good, because I hate that little motherfucker, whatever. Okay.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
Find out he is, whatever. Like, oh my God, you hate Jewish people. I'm like, no, they do all my accounting, so trust me. I'm fine with them. Although I will say, Yoon has his fucking friend who's half Jewish. Half that, I hate that little motherfucker. The more he talks, the more I hate him. We go out on Friday and...
You won't shut up?
Well, I didn't go out with his ass. Cause trust me, if I find out he's going, I ain't fucking going. I can do this right now. Like, it was like, I asked too, who's going to be there? If he finds out there, fuck it. I'd rather jack off at home. Shit. I got porn to catch up with. I ain't trying to watch this motherfucker, okay? He gets out of a fucking Uber car when we get in talking. And then you should have seen the look on my face when I said, God fucking damn it. Shit. What's up, guys? What's up, man? What's up? Whatever. And he's got two of the whitest dudes I've ever fucking met in my life. They're just bro. They're like Josh McCougar bro level and shit.
I see.
And I'm just, to the point one of them even said, because Yoon's kind of fucked up. Dude, you guys want to play one punch? I punch you as hard as I can in the face. You punch me as hard. And I'm just like,
nope.
And I just had to look at him. And it's funny how, you know, the dumbest motherfuckers can sober you the fuck up. I said, that's the whitest shit I've ever fucking heard in my life. I'm sorry, but I was like, what?
Nope.
They gave me this look. I know they gave me this look probably just like, dude, who's this black guy you guys brought over there? But I just had to say that because I was like looking at it, it's like, who the fuck says that shit? Dude, let's play one punch. You punch me in the face. And I'm just like, I just look at my face like, don't be the stereotype. And then Yoon's fucked up. I'm driving his truck. I'm driving around. This dude. Dude, are you driving, man? Because I have a real problem against drinking and driving. I just want you to know I have a drinking problem. And I'm looking at him like, I got his keys right here. I did the driving, whatever. Oh, did you? Because I just want to tell you about like drinking and driving. So, might as well have been this goddamn pamphlet for DUI.
Right?
And I'm like, I didn't tell him, why the fuck are you still talking? I just told you I had his keys or whatever and shit, whatever. Why are you still talking, whatever? And then he's just like, I can tell JP's mad. Whatever. Let me go talk to you personally then, talking about drinking and driving. And I was just like, somebody get him the fuck out of here, please, whatever. Like, he just annoys the fucking shit out of me. I just want to strangle his little bitch ass. Oh,
sounds pretty annoying.
Yeah, and then, you know, his friends who, you're going to laugh at this. Can you guys not cuss in front of my new friends or whatever? They don't really like to hear cuss words.
Hold on, wait a second. His new friends, they go out with him partying, correct?
Just recently, yeah. He just met them.
So have they never partied before?
I have no idea.
Okay. You know what that entails, right? Partying and shit, getting so, drunk.
Cody, can I ask you a question? What's worse, me coming up saying fuck, bitch, shit, damn, or a random dude walking in and say, let's play one punch, I punch you in the face, you punch me in the face.
So physical altercation versus saying, fuck! So that's what we're talking about here?
Yes.
Jesus, in a sense of that shit, but you can knock me around all, as much as you want. I don't care.
Ain't no
as long as you don't say fuck like you're doing it, I'm good to go.
Yes.
Just punch me.
You see why I'm annoyed with this?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't like him at all.
Yeah, I get it, though.
Yeah, I know Yoon is probably going to listen to
that. I saw like some bitch-made shit right
there. Yeah, he's definitely bitch-made for a motherfucker.
Which is funny, because they're cool with getting physically punched in the fucking face.
But. I wish a motherfucker would.
Playing anyway, JB.
I wish the fuck he would, whatever. Like, usually, because like when I meet people and stuff for the first time, because I heard about them beforehand, when Yoon was telling me.
Yeah, I don't think he'd lead with that.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Yeah.
Like, usually, you know me. When I meet people, I'm cool.
Hey, nice to meet you, man. Can I punch you in the fucking face?
I didn't say any of that. I didn't even say nice to meet you, because that was the first thing they said to me with him, and I was just like, I already don't like these dudes. I'm not going to shake their hands. I'm not going to hold a conversation with them. I'm going to talk a lot of shit, which is what I did. Right? Because I get 8 tacos, right?
Mm-hmm.
dude, you're a monster. 8 tacos? Oh my god, that's crazy, yo. That's crazy. You're a fucking beast. Dude, am I soft because I can't eat 8 tacos? No, you a fucking bitch is what you are. Okay? Like, yeah. They gave me this look like, he's angry or whatever. And it's like, I want you to leave me the fuck alone. I'm trying to eat these 8 tacos or whatever.
Eat my tacos.
Go away. I was like, go away. Go far the fuck away. I don't want you nowhere near. Dude, 8 tacos. Shut the fuck up, please. Shut up. Shut up. Just please stop talking. Anyway, though. God damn, that pissed me off so much. Whatever. I was having such a good night, too. Whatever that happened. I was like,
all it takes is one dude to fuck it up.
And you text me, thought he was out of control. And I was like, no, you were the good one, actually. I was the sober one and pissed off. So, yeah. So, it's bar week. We're here, people. I'm going to have to get out of here in a little bit. So, we're going to go ahead and get into this. Bar week. We went to the R Bar, the legendary R Bar. Just opened up last year here in downtown Long Beach on 3rd Street. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful place, I must say.
It's a nice looking place.
I mean, I like the outside place. Go outside, got that big-ass R.
The big-ass R with the lights on it.
I always figured if we owned a bar called The Last Drop, which would be a badass bar name, to be honest, now that I think about it, whatever, it'd have a big-ass LED sign that says TLD.
The neon colors.
Ooh, with a bottle sign dripping down there. That'd look dope as fuck. Probably cost us all the money we'd have.
Yeah.
But,
but it'd look cool.
Yeah, it'd look cool on the outside. Inside, be some stools and shit. Be that hard-ass chair Cody sitting in, whatever and shit. Be like, yeah, it's dope as fuck, ain't it? I'll put some little silk pillows on them chairs. Don't worry. Yeah, I get it from, like, Annalyn. Oh, wait, they went out of business. never mind. I get it from China on eBay.
There you go, Pier 1.
Yeah, yeah, 10 for a dollar. Yeah, something like that.
Pier 1. Shit in bulk.
Pier 1, man, that's expensive. Hold on. Pier 1, ain't getting that.
Oh, sorry, I didn't cut your budget. My fault.
Ain't getting that expensive my shit. Fault. Yeah, hold on.
I'm getting a little uppity right now.
If MC comes work for us, then maybe we'll talk about it.
Well, hopefully she does.
Yeah, watch me.
Watch y'all know by now if you listen to this shit.
You'll be fine. Don't worry. I'll be on my best friend. I didn't step on you like
three times. It's all great, man.
Because I keep stepping in liquor. So I'm just like trying to find my footing.
It happens.
So yeah, plus they're probably fucked up anywhere from that dust cloud if you walked in. But yeah, don't worry. I'll be fine. I'm on a roll right now. Whatever.
You're on a roll.
I haven't talked shit about nobody.
On the roll. No. Sure.
Nobody I like. Nobody anyway. So we go to the R Bar, people. I've already bitched about this. I lived there. $7
Could have walked.
Almost $8. Could have walked. It was literally fucking
walk your ass over there. Nine minute walk.
Fuck. Anyway, Cody's already there outside, beat me from Copacabana. I don't know how the fuck that's possible. I'm pissed.
Hey, I thought I was going to be late.
Man, my black ass. I swear I can never make it on time, even when I live nearby. So we get there. Outside looks cool. It's legit. Get inside, empty as fuck in this motherfucker.
Yeah, Sunday. That's what I was telling you.
It's the Lord's Day.
Because when we do most of these on Sunday, so they're not going to be like packed. Depending on what time we go as well, because it was early in the afternoon. So
it was about... No, it was 2 o'clock.
No, it was at 2.
Yeah, it was 2 o'clock. It was a little bit around 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It was a little 2:05 at the latest, whatever.
Yeah, Sunday, no happy hour, so...
Plus, it's the Lord's Day today.
Oh, it's also Easter. That's true.
Everybody's
Lord,
getting down.
Lord and them rabbits.
Everybody's getting Lord down with God rabbits. Right now, you know.
Getting down with God Day.
Hey, they're, and shit, we ran into three brothers talking about Happy Easter today. And
all them fake-ass Christians out there going to church that one time a year.
Yeah. Easter. Like that fake-ass Golden State brother right there.
Oh, yeah. That brother, come on. Fake-ass
people. That motherfucker was drunk and shit off one drink. That motherfucker... Man, shit.
He got that goddamn shirt from his cousin or some shit.
Yeah, he got that shit off a strip mall somewhere or whatever, like down the street or something like that. So... Ambiance is cool. I'm feeling it. They got this setup back here. They need to fill that shit up a little bit more. But they said they're changing the menu.
They're up and coming, you know.
Yeah, it's only been a year. I'll give them that or whatever. Yeah. They got this nice setup in the bar. I'd love to have this in a house. The cage doors with the lockers. But with the light is shining down on it and stuff like that. That is so dope as shit. Whenever I see that in a bar, thumbs up right now.
Yeah, that's another cool part about this bar. You can buy your own locker and store your own exclusive shit in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they get your list what you can buy and whatever, which is pretty cool.
Might have to do an anniversary show here.
That makes sense.
Like next April 1st.
That'll make sense.
Yeah, so that'd be dope as hell because when we get into the prices here in this review, you're going to be like, this is really cheap as hell, kind of, whatever. So anyway, we get there. They got these lockers. It's dope as hell. I'm loving it. Granted, they have a lot of tequila in it. A lot of the whiskey was downstairs. A lot of the whiskey wasn't that extravagant. Whatever, though. You don't really have to be that extravagant. They got all the basic stuff that you need there and stuff. The ambiance, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
the seatings, the bar, everything about it. It still looked new.
Yeah.
It's a year old. Everything looked great.
Fresh.
If you're looking for a sports bar, you want to watch a game or a fight or whatever, our bar, definitely whatever. Ambiance is cool. They got shuffleboard on the side. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck that is, but hey.
Yeah. I kind of get the gist of it by looking at it.
Well, we said that about that one ping pong we played or whatever and shit. Yeah. Never got the gist of that.
True.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah. But I'm sure on shuffleboard, I'd have killed that motherfucker. Oh, yeah. Wait, we'd have been hitting that shit like it's air hockey. Come on! Throwing that. You got that little spin in your arm. like your neck flips and shit like that. Like you noodle necking it.
Like your fucking shoulder out and shit.
Yeah. Start getting all right. Out of nowhere in your back pocket, you put some gloves out.
Yeah.
Start looking and shit like that. I want to be the very best. A hat turns backwards and shit. Nobody's watching.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, you got that one person watching. What the fuck is that dude doing?
Catch them. You cracking your knuckles and shit. Catch them is my real test. To train them, that's my call. Shuffleboard. Gotta hit them all. Don't you see? I fucked this song up, you see. You teach me and I teach you.
Keep going.
Shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard.
Gotta throw them off. Shuffleboard. And you just got a shot of Cody's with his. Oh, and then me with the boy. That's gonna make a great ESPN show.
For a little. You know, there's a dude that sings that fucking song.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea. I found out recently, like a couple years ago.
When that show came on, dude, I was
the biggest. Like, that's a fucking dude singing that? Holy shit.
You might be shocked. I was the biggest Pokemon fan.
Oh, of course. What kid was it?
I had that Pikachu watch. I had.
Remember the gold little plates
that came with
the
Pokemon? I had that shit King? Too. Yeah. I had all. I was a big fucking Pokemon fan.
I remember when I got that Blastoise card?
Oh,
shit blew my mind. I got a Pokemon back.
I got a Charizard, dude. I was fucking.
I had one of those.
Man, that was dope as fuck, dude. I would go every. It was like whiskey hunting for me.
Pretty much
it was like liquor hunting.
Opened up a new pack. It had that new pack smell.
Woo! And like, it was kind of like gambling. When you go to the slot machine and shit.
Exactly, yeah.
And you put a quarter in, you're like, fuck, I didn't win. But I feel like I can do it the next time. Mm-hmm. Opening that pack up is like, come on, get that card I want. Fuck, it ain't here. Time to go back to that store then or whatever and spend my fucking money or whatever on
that. Pokemon, that was the fever back in the day.
I was such a fucking huge fan. I had this little
Pikachu. The craze is real.
I had this Pikachu fucking book whatever with all the cards and I was flipping through. I had them in order by levels and shit
like
that.
Yeah, I had a binder. Yeah, I had a binder full of all the
What happened to that shit?
I don't know.
It got too convoluted for me. I don't know why. That shit got confusing as fuck. Whatever shit. They told me it was only 150.
And I was like, 1,000.
Like fucking 1,000, these little motherfuckers and shit like that. Which I'm, if you got to expand the show, they probably didn't think it was going to be that big, saying 150 and shit.
Right, didn't.
So, because I know last week you said, goodbye, everybody. This is our last show, whatever. So we was like, oh, this be big. Mm-hmm. Let's stay here. So we get in here. It's cool. And right, first off the bat, I just want to get out the way.
Here we go.
I gotta get this out the way.
Get used to this, people.
The bartender here, MC, that's her name. I never fell in love the way I did before. I hear this woman was fucking gorgeous. Now she gets a 5 out of 5. Mm-hmm. All right, I don't know what I'll be rating this review by the end of this, but her alone gets a 5 out of 5. Okay, like a
bartender get their own review.
Yeah, they do. Yes, that's important, Cody. Okay,
I thought it was all part of the collective. Overall, they get their own separate.
Yeah, she only her.
Okay,
everybody else. If it's a dude, but I really
that ain't favoritism at all.
No, I don't play favoritism. I'm playing fair, dude. Okay, so her smile, first of all, that was the first thing that hit me. And then when she looked at my ID and said it was a Gemini, she's a Gemini too.
That's the first time you approved that sign.
Because I can hate that shit, okay? Yeah. I hate that shit with a passion.
Yeah, you had, like, no reaction to that. You're like, you cool with it. I was like, oh.
Yeah, yeah. Because
normally. Type mad shit.
Yeah, yeah. Because in my mind, I knew she was one by her saying that. And I was just like, hell, if that's a plus to get me in on this. And I was just like, then shit, I'm winning. I'm going with this then, whatever. Because she said that and smiled at me. And I was just like, hey, hi. Hi, I was like that little mentally challenged kid on the bus, whatever. Hi, my name Forrest Gump. Shit, I like to eat shrimp and hang out with Lieutenant Cody. My friend is Lieutenant Cody, and we like to eat some shrimp. I can't tuck my lip in, by the way. Shit. Anyway, he did that in the movie, people.
Yes, he did.
He don't talk much, do
he? Bartenders like a box of chocolate.
No, they really are.
You never know which one you're going to get.
Unfortunately, vanilla chocolate. But ain't never no black women working them anyway, though. But no, she was gorgeous. And then to get on her chest area here, too, that shit was nice as fuck, too.
Respectable. Like, they put layman terms right there.
Hey, I'm very respectable, whatever and stuff. Her
chest area was very.
I mean, I gotta tell you, I don't know who the hell I've been talking to on Instagram about this bar or whatever, but I gotta tell you, that motherfucker must listen to this show rapidly and previous work too as well, because she was hitting all the signs. When she did that wink at me when she ordered our food, I was like, somebody fucking with me in this bar. I was like, somebody's fucking with me. They knew. Somebody in the back right now saying, that's him right there. Wing it right now. Oh my gosh, she was gorgeous. That was my wife right there. I gotta go back. I'm gonna propose to her.
We had that list back in the day. that's still going.
Yes. What are you talking about, Cody? The list of the PD.
Yes.
Somebody like the police department?
Hold on to the department.
Oh, it's a department, yes. All right. Yeah, she just cranked up to number one right now.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, now we got a new list.
Until 2 weeks from now.
Yeah. Until probably next week, actually.
Well, or
shit, Mike could be tomorrow. You never know. Whatever. Hey. Could be an hour from now, whatever shit. But she just made top of the list. She's number one right now, Cody.
Oh, she should feel honored.
She should, whatever.
That list rotates a lot.
Ew, shit.
Made top.
Yeah.
That means you're special.
I mean, first of all, the girl's got personality like motherfucker. Are we reviewing a bar or the girl? Anyway, got personality. All up the yin yang. Gonna criticize. Don't know her drinks for shit.
No.
Yeah, but that's fine, whatever. You know, because I overlooked that, you know.
That happens.
You're a pretty girl and you smile at me. Hey, that's a win, because, you know, I got booger wolves. I get booger wolves that look at me and shit like that, and I go like, damn, that tells me about me.
I know what whiskey that is.
Yeah.
With the blades.
She got like a hump on her back and shit like that. She got fucked up teeth or whatever. Her arm is like fucked up more than the other arm and
shit. Don't worry, honey, I'll take care of you.
One leg is bigger than the other leg somehow. I don't even know how it's possible or whatever. So she like hunchbacking it and shit. And me knowing me, I'm like, eh. She's offering.
Yeah, I know.
Might as well take it.
Hell.
Never know when you last. Yep. And then when you finish, you know, then you kind of have that realization like, oh, never speak of this.
I mean, your ass, you would, though.
Yes, I will. I find it like a badge of honor.
Yes.
I'm like,
that shit probably on your chest.
Yeah, hey, you got to. It's like, have you ever done that? Nah, hell no, then. Okay, I'm a winner then here. Okay, shit. You ever fucked a Martian? Yes. Shit. Big ass head, gray body, whatever, black eyes and shit like that. You ain't no fuck that. PJB, that was a hooker on in Vegas. Like I said, you ever fucked a Martian? Shit, whatever that. So she gets a 5 out of 5 for me. She was a winner. Every book.
Wiener.
I'm going to give her a 4.5 for not knowing her drinks. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that kind of threw me off. So to get in the bar, first of all, let's talk about prices.
This is where it comes to account right here. This be the most influential in our rating right now.
I think this receipt that I received bumped my rating up like half, maybe a full point too at that. I think walking in the bar, I'm at a 5. Most, when teachers grade, they're at a 5.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever, the 100%. Yeah. And then they drop you down on performance, whatever. You know, you go down. I'm at a 5 walking the bar. I like the environment. The setup is nice as shit. The bar, we sat the bar people. The bar stools we're sitting at, comfortable. Nice and plump leather and shit. They got like these leather bears on the bar or whatever. So I'm like, wow, this is really comfortable. Put your fucking elbows on or whatever and stuff like that, so it doesn't mess your damn elbows up, you know, hurting. It's comfortable as hell in here.
It is.
It's nice. It's neat. Everything. Bathrooms look like shit, but that's fine, whatever. And by shit, I don't mean they look god awful. Like, I would never do that in there. I just mean like, they look generic as fuck, to be honest, whatever. Just like walking in there, like, yeah, whatever. I was expecting like, ooh, some blue brown hardwood in here and stuff. But no, it's fine. The prices, though, I didn't know the prices of anything. I got 3 tacos. You got 3 tacos, too. I got 3 carne asada tacos, $1.50 each. First of all, that's street taco prices.
Yep. That's what they call street tacos.
If you don't live in California, you don't understand this then, whatever. You go to a bar, restaurant, anywhere to eat tacos, whatever, you ain't paying no $1.50.
No. Not at all.
Unless you hitting the Roach Coach, okay? Yeah. And the Roach Coach is fucking delicious, too, by the way. Hey, they could be serving roaches on that motherfucker. I'd be like, if I'm taking a bite of that and you tell me, man, you know they put roaches in that, I'd be like, That's a damn scrum dilly-umptious roach shit. That roach tastes fucking delicious.
More of that.
Hey, if you need some more, let me know. I know exactly where they hang out at and shit. Will Smith showed me in Men in Black shit. Hit that trash can. Bam. Come on around. Yeah,
let's start now.
Let's collect all these motherfuckers right here. Hey, make me some pastor, baby, please. $1.50. So I had three. My math is fucked up. That's probably about $4-5 right there.
Yes, $4.
The first thing I want.
Yeah, around. Yeah.
So how we do this is Cody gets a beer, I get a whiskey. He's the beer guy, I'm the whiskey guy. I see that they got Redbreast 12 on that shelf. Now, me and Yoon, we notice this. They got a lot of Redbreasts here floating around in Long Beach. And the first thing I tell Cody is I ask her to pour me some of that on the rocks, which I don't know why I asked for that. I look at Cody and go like, God damn it. I should have asked her how much that was.
Yeah, we were worried. You were worried.
Oh, I was worried, dude, because, you know, in L.A.,
oh, yeah.
Whoo, that's a yeah, whole, joke. That's a $30 fucking tab right there, $28, $30 right there. And look, my theory is, I'm going to spend on a pour that much, I might as well buy the fucking bottle. If the Redbreast falls around $60, $70, I'm spending $30 on a fucking pour, I might as well spend an extra $30 and get the fucking bottle then, okay? So I'm worried a little bit. I'm like, oh, shit. Why the fuck would I order? Because we're going to get into a criticism of what they don't have. Why I didn't know the price of this whenever. So I get that. She poured it to me. It tastes good. I'm sitting there, I'm relaxing. Cody, what'd you get?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Their craft beer selection wasn't great.
No.
From what I saw. I know from what I've seen what they have, most of the shit on kegs, they're usually never fresh because they had Sculpin', regular Sculpin', they had pineapple Sculpin'. They had Elysian IPA.
They had the pineapple skull.
They had fucking anything from this brewery. Just stay the fuck away from people. Golden Road, Mango Cart. Yeah, that Firestone Walker 805, which is fine.
That's fine. Yeah, that's generic.
And, another one I noticed is Boddington's Pub Ale.
Don't forget the Sierra Nevada on the middle shelf.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. They didn't have it on tap, but they, I guess they have bottles there. And we didn't, they don't have a bottle list too, dude, so I didn't know.
Yeah, because we're looking
at the list. They don't have a bottle list.
They had a chalkboard with a menu, but you asked for Templeton, which was on the damn thing. I'm looking at, and apparently they didn't even have it.
Wasn't there.
So
yeah, so I just I rolled the dice. I got a sample of their house lager. Surprisingly, it was pretty good.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, let's take that. So that's the beer I drank.
You kind of looked like you were blown away by it, to be honest.
I was expecting to be shit.
You looked excited. You was just like, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, it tasted fresh. Had a nice little hop characters to it.
Was that when it ended up what you got?
Yeah, yeah.
Full? It was crisp. I didn't even hear what you got, to be honest.
Yeah, it was really good.
Oh, so you got the house lager? Okay. Okay, so So we both ended up getting good drinks, whatever. What did you order for food? Or
I got the three taco meal, which is $8. It was $9 for me because the shrimp taco was an extra dollar.
Yeah. I think the shrimp is the most expensive on the menu.
I got a shrimp taco.
And even that was kind of... I mean, shrimp taco was like $2.
And then I got a carnitas taco.
Carnitas
taco was good. But the Al Pastor, the shrimp tacos, those stood out. Those were fucking delicious.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. When it comes to a shrimp taco... You can tell when you fucked that up.
Yeah, you gotta get that batter just right.
Yeah. Like, it's easy to tell when you fucked that up.
Oh, yeah. You need, like, some bland-ass batter or flour, whatever.
Now, if you're a bar out there serving that, and we come to you, one of us order that, whatever, you fucked that up, you drop 2 points.
Yeah, because there's grilled shrimp tacos and fried shrimp. Yeah. There was a fried shrimp.
See, the fried is even fucking harder.
Yeah, but they nailed it. I got a fried
one. You know, that's the thing. I didn't even see, like, the back area. When I went to the bathroom, I was just like, how big is this back area? Whatever, because he's talking about the chef is back there. And I'm just like, how big is it back there? It looked kind of small, to be honest, whatever. But
probably
you fuck up fried shrimp or whatever. Oh, because I've had some fucked up fried shrimp before, Tomataco. Yeah. And he's just like,
oh, yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. So everything so far for me, I'm hitting at about a... This is before we get our food. Five star. If I got to drop a point, 4.5, but 5 at the most. Yeah. I'm loving it. You know, it's empty. It's Sunday. It's Easter, though, whatever, and stuff like that. We went in a 2 o'clock time frame. We get our food. It's delicious. I'm trying to add it up in my head how much this is. This is great, whatever. And then I kind of just said, fuck it. I'm enjoying myself. The Miss MC there, she's like a good conversationalist, whatever. She's going back and forth, whatever. This motherfucker, though, that with this Golden State shirt on, whatever, he's taking up a lot of my fucking time, whatever, and shit. And then this other punk-ass motherfucker that was on the side, whatever, with his mother. I mean, what's she going to do? Yeah, I mean, especially him. He's trying to get all the conversation he can, whatever, because he knows he don't look like Cody, so he ain't got a shot. Yeah. So he's trying to overtalk his shot. Would you like another pour, sir?
Yes, I would.
Okay, thank there you go. You. And
get that jigger.
And my jigger. Man, not with my jigger. We should do a song for that. Like a commercial break. Do a
quartet.
Yeah.
Just to play two people, though.
Hang out, hang out with my jigger.
And my jigger.
So, everything's going great for me, and I'm at a high praise here. Now, what started changing things a little bit is once we finished everything and we got into the cocktail area.
Yeah.
Now, this is the first
bad for you.
The first sign of this was they didn't have a menu.
Yeah. It's a year in. I don't think there's an excuse for that.
Yeah. Especially
you're a year in. They're a year in, right? That's what they said, right?
Yeah. They just opened like around this time last year.
Yeah, you gotta have a drink.
Like around February, because they made it on Long Beach.
You need a house cocktail and you need a fucking drink, man.
Especially. See, our whole thing when we go to these bars, beer review, whiskey review, and next you know it, we get a mixed cocktail. Something different from both
of them. I could understand if it was a dive bar. This is not a dive bar.
No, this is upper.
Yeah.
This is kind of an upper end bar, right? Especially the look of it and stuff like that. They don't have a drink menu. I'm looking around, I was like, y'all got two big-ass chalkboards here.
They're not updated, because they had the Temple of the Rye, which is what I wanted, which I asked for.
Yeah.
And they didn't have it.
I say, erase that shit, put house specials on there. We come to these bars, and the reason why we added mixed cocktails in there is because, trust me, you can have a good whiskey sour one place and have a terrible one at the next, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, we need to know, yeah, exactly. We want to know what your house specialty is. We don't know what this bar specialty drink is, Cody. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you know?
I don't have one.
Exactly. That's kind of bad.
That's bad.
You should have one.
Yeah, especially one. At least one.
At least one or whatever. Like, what's the drink of the week?
Mm-hmm.
What are your bartenders the best at making right here or whatever? I'm not going to lie. That kind of like put a little damp on it. I remember looking at Cody and was just like, that's kind of bad because I've never been to a bar that didn't have a drink menu.
Yeah, you got to kind of have some sort of identity.
I mean, have you ever been to a bar that never had a drink menu, Cody? I mean, even
not like that. Like, if you go to a dive bar, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a bar like that. Which,
No. Like, most bars, so like
an upscale bar, like our bar? No.
Even they have, like, at least three drinks on the menu. Okay, when we went to the association for the Oscar thing we did, they had specialty drinks.
Yeah. And they had a chalkboard, right?
And they had a chalkboard, too, whatever. And they told you the three
which
drinks
on the menu, whatever. Which was updated. They had what was there.
Which was updated.
Actually fucking there.
Now, what I got told, I don't remember the lady's name. Plus, I don't want managers listening and going like, man, they blasting our rod and stuff like that. I ain't trying to get nobody in trouble, nothing like that, whatever.
We'll be back. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely be back. Or trust me, this wasn't a detriment saying we'll never come back to this place. Shit. You know, had it look like Golden State dude there or whatever, then yeah, we definitely wouldn't show up back there or whatever. But it didn't look like him. This brother got fucked up on one drink.
Baby. He did, didn't he?
That was one sheet. I think
that motherfucker
fucking
had like
a Modelo.
That motherfucker was feeling himself like, he left.
That motherfucker was like, ha. I love it too because I ran into his white girl at the bathroom and shit like that. She looked straight stone cold sober and shit. And I'm just looking at her like, you need to get yourself some younger meat. Yeah, my buddy Cody sitting right over there. Go ahead and hop on that. Okay, hop on that. Because I know she looked at me and said, ew, bugs. Ah, spray him. Yeah, so I that kind of bothered me a little. So then I order a whiskey sour.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what the fucking...
They just said, just tell us, we'll make whatever. I'm like, okay, yes, whatever, fine.
Dude, I'm not a fucking expert on, like, what you can make.
Yeah, I know. Stuff yeah, like obviously that. The basic shit.
So, yeah, because we named a few of them, too. Mojito, Whiskey Sour, Whiskey Mule, Martini, shit like that. Whatever. Yeah, that's weird. We're not here for that, though.
Exactly.
We're here to see, like...
We want to specialize.
What's something we never had? Yeah. So we could try and be like, oh, my God, this can mix up. They didn't have... Well, they probably did have. We don't know what it is. Because they don't have a menu. So that already is I got to tell you, that was a point off for me.
Yeah.
I dropped the point. So
I agree with that.
You went from a 5 to a 4 at this point.
I would agree with that.
And I was just like, yeah. Then we got the drinks. I got my drink. Took a little while on your drink.
They did, because they didn't have the ice set up.
Yeah. Now, I know one of them was working by herself for a while. I won't grade too hard on this, whatever. Your drink, it took a while, though.
It took a long time.
I mean, I don't know if that bothered you.
It did, a little bit.
Yeah, but
that was cool. I wasn't like
yeah. It wasn't hating or whatever. Cause like when you go to a bar, you're not in a rush. But it was like kind of
taking a while,
especially because it's empty.
I wasn't angry or anything, but I was like,
no,
yeah, it's taking a while.
That's more of like a quarter or a 0.5 off. of how long it takes, whatever. Now, I won't grade too hard myself, but I kind of was just like, it's taking a little while to get that ice right there, whatever, you know. But I digress. I get my drink, whiskey sour, and I had it with Black Barrel Jameson. Because I was thinking of putting higher end stuff in it, but I was like, I'm going to ruin this. That's just weird. So I'm going to go with the lowest form whiskey in there. She told me, Jack, I said, you can go hang yourself on that one, mm-hmm. whatever. She said, Jameson. I said, that'll work. It was not good. I didn't like that
there
drink.
There was no whiskey character. It was just all... What's the sour part of it again? I forgot what they call it.
Shit.
Yes.
You ever had a sour shit, people?
Yeah, sour shit.
That's what it tastes like, whatever. It tastes like somebody put Rocco's Modern Life into some shit.
Wait, what the fuck were they talking about again?
So, one guy was wearing a Rocco's Modern Life t-shirt or a button-up shirt, whatever, and this one guy just approaches him and is like, oh, dude, I know that cartoon, Yeah, clearly you don't, motherfucker.
He's like, that's a scary one, right?
Yeah, he did say that shit, whatever. He's like, that's that scary thing, right? Like, yeah, he's like, no, it's an animated cartoon or whatever stuff. And it's like, okay, this is the same dude that was sitting next to him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, who had his hat on his glass.
Yes.
That is disgusting,
like,
people.
Fuck, if you're drinking alcohol, man, that's just, nah.
That is disgusting, people. He had a fucking, now granted, I was going to cry. I was like, he got a Laker hat. That's cool. That completely went over my head, though, when I saw that glass still has something in it and his hat was over it. Like, I've heard people putting their coasters over their glass and stuff like that. You know,
that's fine.
That's cool, yeah. Or a napkin. Most people do. His hat, though? Ill. That is fucking disgusting, dude. Have some fucking etiquette, please, whatever. Like, and it's coming from us, okay?
Yeah.
That was pretty fucking disgusting. When I saw that, we started talking about all this. Like, it was like, that motherfucker could have dandruff or...
Yeah, I'm saying all that heat and that sweat building up and the bacteria.
Dude.
You know, you probably haven't washed that fucking hat in a while.
No. Let's be real. How many people wash their fucking baseball or basketball caps, like, on a weekly basis? And you know they wear that shit so much, too. And it's like, it's no different than wearing a shirt for a full fucking day or whatever. And it's like, ugh, that's fucking disgusting,
dude. You can wear a shirt past a day. Yeah.
Oh,
if you wear your shirts more than a day, Jesus.
Oh, God. Yeah, something fucking wrong with you. But to put your hat on your glass that you drink, I was kind of disgusted. I was like, that was disgusting, dude. I was like, you belong in a dive bar. Okay, take your ass.
This ain't it.
Yeah, this definitely ain't it. Whatever. Yeah. He trying to flirt with this hot-ass bartender. Mm-hmm. It ain't working, brother. He ain't going to be like, oh, he's just hating it. Nah, that's disgusting as fuck. Yeah. That's some nasty shit, whatever stuff. Yeah.
I'm telling how it is.
Yeah, exactly. We the only two brothers in there without a Golden State jersey on. Fucking background. Anyway, so tacos were delicious. My red breast was fucking delicious as hell. Everything is great so far. Cody, what did you think? What has stood out to you in this bar here?
Food was good.
Yeah.
The house lager was good.
Yeah.
MC, you already talked about her.
Yeah. She's good.
I'll say about her. I love the decor of the bar.
Yeah.
Looked very nice. Great. I do want to invest in one of those lockers at one point, since we'll be coming back at this bar plenty of times.
Yes.
Yes. We have a fair share of criticisms. Yeah, sure. But obviously, we still like the bar to a certain degree.
I think they're fair criticism.
Yes. What that degree is, you'll find out at the end.
Yeah.
Keep listening, bitch. So we were on cocktails now. I got a old fashioned with bullet bourbon. It was pretty good.
Even that was
kind of solid.
Even that was kind of complicated.
But it took fucking forever, obviously.
And then, like, you had to go to, like...
Oh, yeah, because I went to Temple to Riot first. They couldn't find it. They didn't have it. And then, it was right on the fucking board. But,
yeah, and they pull up Knob Creek.
Yeah. And then I asked for bullet bourbon rye. Yeah. And just regular bullet bourbon. I was like, all right, cool. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. It's almost like... You kind of just said, fuck it, just pour whatever the fuck.
It's kind of at that
point. Yeah, like fuck it, pour whatever and shit like that. It's like, oh, okay. That's not what I asked for, but whatever. It's like, I'll just take it then, I guess. Like, price range ain't no difference here. It's like,
okay, cool. So she made it.
Mm-hmm.
You had the little orange peel in there. You had the vermouth. Had the bitters, whatever. And the whiskey, the bullet.
Yeah.
And the big ice cube in there. Like, cool.
Looks solid to me.
Yeah.
And then you sipped my drink.
Yeah, your shit. I don't know what that was. That was just all the mixing agent, whatever.
It's like
shit.
It's like somebody took some margarita mix and just poured it in the glass.
I tasted none of the Jack. What was the Black Barrel you said?
Black Barrel Jameson.
Yeah, tasted none of it.
Yeah, and that's supposed to be the higher alcohol proof.
I didn't taste any of it.
Yeah, I didn't taste none of that.
Drowned completely out.
It tastes like sugar. It took me forever to finish this drink. Yeah. I didn't really. That shit killed my buzz. Yeah.
Might have been a bartender problem. She probably mixed it wrong. That's what it sounds like.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, not to throw shade or anything like that, whatever. I don't know why I keep saying that.
Just being, no, he's just being real.
It was definitely a bartender issue or whatever and stuff. She kind
of
didn't know.
It tasted like she mixed too much of one thing and not enough of the other.
Yeah. I mean, this was like drinking a fucking gallon of margarita mix. Yeah. And like
that's
a lime,
what it tastes like.
And a lime in the middle.
And not even a good margarita.
No. Like some cheap
the mix wasn't great.
No. I think the alcohol personally was forgotten.
I didn't taste it.
I think it was forgotten.
Might have been.
I think so. So, off enough here. So then we get our receipts. We get our receipts. And the shit, my bill said
$20. That shit said $17.50. I was like, what?
Where is, hold on, I got the receipt in my pocket right now. Because Cody, as he said earlier, I was panicking about that red breast. I was like, oh my God. My bill was $20.50. Now, I know how much the tacos were, $5. So, you mean to tell me that both my drinks were $7.25?
You gotta think of my mind. My tacos were $8, but tack on the extra dollars, so it was $9 for my taco.
That's true.
And I got the beer, and I got the old fashioned.
That's true.
And it came out to $17.50. So, how much did my shit cost?
This is the cheapest fucking bill I have ever fucking had at a bar, I gotta say.
If you talk about a way to win yourself.
Yeah.
Dig yourself out of a little hole right there, a little stumble.
Yeah.
That's how you fucking do it.
Because you're about at a 4 right now. They bump themselves up to a 4.5.
Almost 3.5. Almost.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Almost. Whatever. Yeah. I'm personally going to 4.5 territory because of that tab. That tab was fucking sweet, dude.
You kind
of
have to. I was going to say 4, but yeah. You're making a good argument.
Yeah, because I think other bars we go to after this, I don't think we're going to be spending this.
Because the food was really fucking good.
Yes.
Like, really fucking good.
It's street taco
lager
prices.
Was good.
But it tastes better than
and
street
taco. And that was their house lager, too. It was fresh. It tasted great.
Mm-hmm. And the red breast was great.
Yeah, and old fashioned I got was good, too. Obviously, your cocktail was unfortunate. What happened?
Yeah.
Everything else?
We're talking 1 out of 4 here.
Yeah.
Hey, if you get one wrong on a 4.
Four and a half. Yeah, it kind of balances out. Yeah, now I think about it.
Because the only thing I could think bad of was my drink.
Yeah.
Oh, and the menu.
And mine took a long time to get there.
Yeah. So there's about 3 things. There wasn't a drink menu.
Yeah. Tim Terai wasn't there. And it was
it's outdated, whatever they had on, say. And then the fucking, your drink took a little bit longer, whatever. And then my drink was just bad.
Yeah.
Other than that, whatever, like, as far as the experience goes, I had a great time.
Yeah.
I thought this new bar we went to, which is probably what we're going to be doing for most of these bar reviews. We're going to be going to bars we never been to.
Yes.
And I can see myself going here multiple times.
Yeah, this is going to be the go-to spot before during recording days before we start recording.
Yeah, we're going to get some breakfast there. We're going to try out that breakfast menu because it's looking pretty dope in here. And plus, we saw a sad dude who bought a bottle of champagne and his woman left him. So, pretty sad. He's trying to look at the TV like nothing happened.
Man, I thought Tinder was better than this.
Yeah, he's playing that Hulk song in his head. Or
yeah, that's a piano thing.
Yeah, a little piano. He's kicking rocks and shit.
Be like this when I signed up.
Yeah.
Man, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Fuck these women, man.
That bill came his way,
bitches
whatever.
Ain't shit.
Shit. And then he started singing that song, "These hoes ain't loyal." Yeah, he started looking like Chris Brown by the end of this part of the video. And the funny thing, he was Asian. So I don't know how he made it work that magic, whatever, stuff, but he found out the magic proof to that. Off and off, this was a plus experience for me. I know we talked a couple of criticisms here, but I'm still looking at this bill, $20.50. $20.50 right there. I mind you, I had a red breast 12, 3 carne asada tacos, and a whiskey sour. Cody had 3 different tacos, carnitas,
al pastor,
fried shrimp, along with an old fashioned and a house lager. We're about in the same range. He's $17.50. I'm $20.50. That is fucking incredible.
How could you not bump that fucking grade up like at least a full grade?
I mean, you got to go there just for the prices and plus. Hell, we might want to bring business to this fucking place, whatever. I don't know what it looks like on a regular basis, but their happy hour is about Monday through Friday, 3 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
Their Taco Tuesday,
Shit, we got to take a Tuesday off and come down here one of these days.
because their Taco Tuesday, $1 tacos, all of them.
$5 margaritas.
$5 margaritas. Dude, give me 5 tacos and a margarita, whatever and shit, all for $10?
$10.
Shit. That is fucking amazing. So the number one thing that wins here, prices.
Yeah.
That is like, we might do something on these reviews where we talk about what's the best part about the whole bar for me. Mm-hmm. Prices.
Prices, baby.
The prices. That sounds like it's for
you
too.
I was like, oh, shit.
I was a little terrified about my bill.
50.
I was thinking like $50 a month.
Remember, we're saying $30 minimum on these bar review.
We
didn't
even touch that.
Nope, I'm close.
Yeah, you went half, and I was just $10 short of it. So, yeah, so that was a win-win for me. We don't have ratings exactly just yet. Whatever, we're working on that. Whatever, but if I got to give this anything, we're going to star rating 4.5 for me.
I'll break that with you.
Yeah,
that price brought it right back up.
I will say. Even though it took a while for her to get the drink and stuff like that, they still provided great communication.
As they made the old-fashioned correctly. Like I said, I'm fortunate about your whiskey sour, but the old-fashioned was done correct.
Yeah, whether it was a plus or was a negative in some aspects or whatever. So I will say they kept up great conversation. She was mingling around with a lot of the people there, whatever, which is what you want out of a bar. You want to chat a little bit and stuff, especially when they're that damn fine.
Yes.
You know, shit. Yes. When you looking like that, then hell yeah. I want to see her in a robe costume. Anyway.
Wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, hell yeah. She wouldn't mind it at all, whatever. Oh, somebody listening, I'm going to go to this bar and check. She's not all that. She's a 3 at that. No. No, she's a fucking quarter. Okay. I don't know what change that you have that's higher than a quarter or whatever shit. Maybe that gold dollar or whatever, stuff like that. Little dollar coin.
Silver dollar.
Yeah, she winning that shit, okay? Whatever. She gets all that, whatever. And then she said she had a girlfriend. I was like, yep, time to leave.
All right. I thought you said boyfriend.
She did.
You saw your narrative. My bad.
But in my narrative, I'm going to say girlfriend. Because when you say boyfriend, that don't mean shit to me.
Oh.
What is that? You might as well say shit. You got a dick. That ain't going to mean nothing. Whatever. Shit. Whatever. There's a hole still somewhere.
Gotcha.
Okay. Gotcha. Oh, we're not allowed back at this bar.
You're shocked.
Yes. Shocked. I was gonna say we're joking.
No, he's not.
No. So the R bar there, people, first review, trying to get the kinks out of here. Don't worry. So I know a lot of people probably, you went off and ran here and stuff like that, but that's fine. Whatever. We're getting the kinks out here. R bar here, Long Beach, California. Mm-hmm.
LBC
106 West 3rd Street. If you're there on a weekday, go 3 to 7. Happy hours.
Long Tuesday
there. Taco Tuesday. Taco Tuesday is fucking amazing. If you go there on a Sunday, at least where we went, it's pretty early. It's pretty dead there. Nobody's there. You get some service right away. The food is great. Shit, I see why she calls herself MC. I'm looking at her name on here.
What was it?
Okay, yeah. It's at the top of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it makes sense. Gotcha. At first, I looked at it like, the fuck? You got 2 last names?
I thought it was Super Master Chief. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I thought she was a rapper.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit, you the last MC? She was hanging out with Salt and Pepper and all them? Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay. I like her a lot or whatever.
Yeah,
I'm going to be visiting her a lot.
I'm sure you will.
I got a lot of talking to do.
Yeah,
because us Geminis, we got to stick together.
Yeah, y'all both Geminis.
Yeah, because, you know, we know you Scorpios got something against us.
Yeah, apparently.
Even though we're compatible
from
what we looked up.
Hate you, but we're compatible all in the same, I guess. Makes a lot of sense.
That makes
to me.
No fucking sense. I'm so sick of hearing that shit. I can tell you.
Astrology's bullshit.
Yeah, that shit's stupid as fuck. If you believe that, you're retarded. Anyway, because you're a Gemini and you do this thing, whatever. No, I don't do that, actually.
No.
Yeah. You might as well say, because I'm black, I did this.
It's normal behavior. That's all that is.
Yeah, yeah. But Geminis have split personalities. So do you.
Yeah.
You're not the same person when you go to work and when you go home. That's called split personality. Yeah. You stupid.
Bipolar as fuck.
Stupid cunt. Anyway.
Damn. Where'd that come from? Holy shit.
A little agitated.
Jesus.
A little agitated. You know, this Easter shit kind of annoys me. So, you know.
God. Jesus. We're straight through with the cunt, man. God. Man, I wasn't expecting that.
Hey.
Come off guard.
Hey, I'm not gender biased. Cunt could be dude.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was talking about, too. I was talking about that old black dude we ran into.
Oh, yeah.
He's a cunt. Yeah. Anyway. He looked sharp, though. I'll give him that, though. He looked clean. Yeah. Much better than that first dude we ran into.
Yeah.
The first question I have is, where is that nigga's teeth at? Okay. I was like,
was it number 6?
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry. Well, we're going to get out of here now. Been going for an hour now, so time to get out of here.
Good time.
R-Bar, 4.5 stars from both of us here.
4.5, yep.
4.5 bottles. Poured out.
4.5 bottles.
Yeah.
Because that'll be the ring.
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah, we'll make this up better and stuff like that. So we'll be just like this bar. We'll get a menu someday.
Mm-hmm.
exactly. Yeah. So once again, follow us on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to us there. Leave us a fucking review. The numbers
are not. That's how we get publicity, people.
The numbers are not matching.
That's how we get seen.
Yeah, like the numbers are great and all. Don't get me wrong, whatever. But
if all y'all left a fucking review, can you imagine if each one of the people that listen left a fucking review?
Thank you.
Wow.
Especially when you're like.
That would be fucking amazing if you would leave a fucking review after you listen to the show.
Especially if, like.
Or before you listen to the show.
Especially when the last show, like, in the first 3 days is like 1,200 listens in the first fucking 2 days.
It's review. Like, iTunes. Thank you.
Apple Podcasts. Review. Whatever. I don't care. Head on over to Spotify. Check us out over there as well, too. Stitcher as well. Radio Public. Check us out over there.
Yes,
we want to be the face of that app.
No,
we will. You know, we already are, probably, whatever, you know. So check us out there as well, too. Leave a fucking review. I can only say that once.
Yes.
And Christian Harloff, we coming for you. I saved myself there, whatever.
Yes. Not to remind people. Sorry to remind people. Yeah. We'll be out in San Diego for the Comic-Con showdown.
Yeah, yeah, so exactly.
Keep that going.
Yeah. And Darina, I'll be out there for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Darina.
Don't worry. Don't care if you're married. Oh my God! Put her on the list, Cody, for me.
Yes. Right now.
No, I think I'm gonna have Cody handle this list.
The list. Yeah. I'll be the list head. Okay.
Put her on the list,
MC
Cody. Yes.
Arena.
Arena. Yes. Cool. Yes. Number two.
All right. Jot it down, sir.
So far, two Latin.
Yes. Yeah. The whole list is gonna be just that.
Yes. I don't have a problem with that. So yes, I'm in love.
Yes. There's a thing going on here.
I'm floating on sunshine.
I'll allow it.
Yes, thank you.
I'll allow it.
Allow it, brother. Man. So, yeah, so we're heading out of here. I'm JB. I'm your whiskey guy.
I'm Cody the beer guy.
And we'll be back for another edition here of The Last Drop. Because remember, people, remember, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.